We all know what's happening now, and we all stand in solidarity with the suffering people of Palestine. We need to remember that this story didn't start yesterday or the day before. This is a long chain of tragedies going on already for decades. This is a terrible disaster. It's a Nakba. It's a catastrophe for Palestine, but not only for Palestine. This should be considered a catastrophe for all of us and for humanity. A human being should not be able to remain silent by seeing and what's going on in Palestine already for decades, and we don't see the end of the tunnel. But I'm here as a Jewish person, as an Orthodox religious Jewish person, and I say that for myself and for many communities like myself, this is embarrassing because this is being done supposedly in our name, in the name of all Jews, and sadly in the name of the Holy Torah and the Jewish religion. This is not Judaism. This was never Judaism. And I would say to those radical Zionists that they're JDL across the street, with that flag, with that fist, was ever a fist a Jewish symbol? That's not Judaism! That's the new philosophy of Zionism. That was invented by who? Was this invented by religious scholars? By religious rabbis? This was invented by an outspoken heretic Herzl.
Yeah.
Don't you say this is Judaism. You may say this is a Zionist state. This is a philosophy of Zionism. This is a philosophy of a movement of a group of people who stood up to fight others, to fight their own people, and to fight the religion and the tradition of their forefathers. May you be ashamed!
Shame!
Shame,
shame,
Zionism!
Shame, shame, Zionism!
It was mentioned before the concept of Holocaust. It's because our grandparents suffered and were killed and tortured in the Holocaust. It's because it was our teachers. I myself am a student of two Holocaust survivors who passed away not long ago. And that's why I stand up here, and that's why Jewish people worldwide stand up, because they don't want to see other people suffer again. This is painful and this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
We did live in peace in Palestine before the invention of Zionism. We should be able to live in the future in peace, but we need to have this political movement put aside, and hopefully if this would be dissolved, dismantled, and we pray and we hope it should be dismantled peacefully and speedily without suffering of anyone else. And we really hope that once this would be put aside, the peace that did exist before would be able to be the case in the future. Inshallah, may God bless us all and blessed be the suffering.